The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
That's what they say anyway.
Welcome you
to Porch Talk. This is Alan, but I'm not hosting tonight. Brother Cobb, if you would.
Hello. I don't think you understand. I didn't come to rescue Rambo from you. I came here to rescue you from him. Rambo. Happy Memorial Day.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, he was a vet.
He was.
Who else is here with us?
Rambo was.
It's my old buddy, Danny Webb.
What's going on, guys?
It's good to have y'all back. The group chat, this is typically a Halloween episode, but the group chat has been kind of lit lately, so we were trying to get a podcast together, Brother Cobb and I. Big John is just out of himself, and I think I remember the last time this happened.
It was just us.
It was Cobb that regretted
it. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The what?
That regretted not being here.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. When was that?
Well, it was a while back.
It was maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah, at least 2 years ago. Yeah.
To where it was, but now it's Big John who is the stinker.
That dude's living his best life. He's my favorite social media follower right now on Snapchat.
He's doing it up.
He is living his best life.
Doing it up.
Ever since he began his best life, he is one hard to wrangle down.
This dude, have you got him on Snapchat?
I do not.
You don't have Snapchat?
I have it. I just don't use it.
Dude, it's like the most positive thing on the internet right now for me. Because he's got that new job at the dispensary.
He's positive on all the medias, man.
I love my job. Go to work. Go to work. Sell some bud.
Life has never been better than it is right now.
It's a beautiful day.
Yep, well, guys. As we told you, this is typically where Cobb and the Web get together and we create a Halloween-y episode, but now we're just shooting the breeze.
Yeah. Now it's Memorial Day episode.
We're going to do Memorial Horror.
Ranking the best Rambos.
Here we go.
Is that Rambos or Rainbows?
Rambo.
Hey, June's coming.
June is coming.
It is right
around
the corner.
Watch those logos. That kind of fucked up in Rambo First Blood. It's just a guy wanting to eat at a diner. A vet.
Is that how it all kicked off?
That's where it all came from.
Just get out of this town. We don't like you.
I just want to get something to eat.
I'll drive you to the next town. Again, he comes back, dude. And all shit hits the fan. Falsely imprison him. He escapes. Goes out in the mountains. Fucks shit up.
He goes, just fighting the sheriffs?
Man, he's fighting like the army, dude. He's fighting everybody in this town.
What was this guy coming home from?
He was coming to see an old war buddy. I think it was a funeral or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They didn't like the Italian stallion.
Yeah, no. I think Rambo, like even between all the Rambos, he was always exactly the same no matter what. It didn't matter. It was just the story around him changed. That's all it was. He was fucking Rambo.
I didn't really like the second and third one.
Yeah. I rarely remember any of them, to be honest with you. But
what about the last, the newer ones?
I think I did watch.
He ripped the mom's collarbone out.
The last one, but the one before that, I think was the last one. The one in
Boatman. In like the Philippines or something.
Okay, yeah, that rings a bell.
That was pretty badass. He gets that up one on was like fun. The, what was that, yeah. A Gatling gun?
That was a lot of fun.
Blowing people to pieces.
Yeah, it was like when those bullets hit, they was like just chopping people in the head.
Yeah. Yeah, I put the newer two up above the second, third one, the old ones.
We were talking about social media, and for better or worse, you know, what do you think? Because maybe we have. I've never like personally seen someone been shot, but when you think of someone being shot, you typically think like Hollywood, like the way it is on film. And here of lately, I've been seeing like social media videos of people being shot. It's a lot different than what it is in Hollywood.
Yeah, it's a little different. And, I mean, you stay around Columbus long enough, you'll see somebody get shot.
Pretty, just saying. No kidding.
Left and right.
I heard there was two last night.
And not to mention, we were tearing it down at the Inferno.
Yep. That'll do it.
Right. I was talking to a guy who drove the ambulance for Columbus at night. I was like, man, I bet you said some crazy shit. He's like, yeah. Dude got shot over across Dick's the other night. Over a girl.
That was, it's one thing I think about now. Like, typically with what recently happened, I'm not going to name the establishment or go into the detail because I don't know and who knows. But it did seem like it was something that's stupid. 1v1 over a girl. To where it came down to bloodshed or death. But, man, how? When do you grow out of that? Yeah, because, like, people typically, like, simmer down a little bit. This guy was, like, 30.
Yeah. Must have been some good pussy.
No kidding. And, I'll never forget it. When I first moved back to my hometown, they had this thing, at, like, we called it the Great Wife Swap. It was where a whole lot of married couples decided that they wanted to just swap wives and husbands. I was like, well, I just can't wait till the shooting starts.
Yeah.
And it's like, my goodness, man. It's like, what happened?
Yeah. Things are wild these days.
Small town, big town, little city, big city. It's like, man, it's just all over right now. What the hell happened?
COVID.
Yeah.
You think so?
Seriously? I mean, yeah. Everything went to shit after that, to be honest with you.
People's like began to pay a little bit more of attention to things they used to couldn't have attention for because they had a little more time.
Probably. I mean, at least that year. Yeah. I don't know now. It's not quite so much, but people are just stupid. I don't know. That's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Just being
bored.
Just being bored and stupid. Yeah.
The devil's playground.
There you go. Idle hands.
Jeez. Well, we got Brother Cobb here.
Yeah. I saw the billboard guy. A pitcher.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad.
Wake up, dude.
I like that.
Damn, Chase.
That was nice.
Colin. You like my beats?
Yeah, that was
billboard.
That was fresh.
Yeah, man, that's kind of spooky. That sounds like a Mr. Ballin episode.
I mean, elaborate. What do you mean?
The dude that hung himself.
The dude. Hanging from the billboard.
Oh, you saw it in person?
No, I saw a picture of it.
Okay. Yeah, I remember when the press went out. It happened last Sunday here, once again in town. And the pictures that I saw, it was on this. It was over there by the dealership and right by the snow biz.
Car hugging?
Yeah. And where I was guessing, it was like, I bet someone noticed. Either A, it was like a worker at Car Hogan. Or someone just got a snow biz and they were sitting there licking their lollipop, frozen icicle. And just looked over there and just, oh my God. Oh.
Yeah.
Probably made that exact sound. Yeah.
And I mean, like, first glance, she's like, that's fake, dude. Like, talk about, like reality being stranger than fiction.
Yeah.
And I mean, there's so much to speculate on and we really don't have the right to do that. I mean, like, and that's what the police force has put out is like, look, don't talk about it too much because we don't
know. We don't know what the reason was.
Or yeah, what it was. We're doing the opposite, huh?
Yeah.
My bad.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's kind of weird when it hits that close to home, you know?
Yeah.
It's right there.
But at the same time, I don't, like, I have a couple of theories. And like,
why billboard?
We're not name dropping.
Hey, they put his name in the paper.
Yeah, I mean, now we can because things have been disclosed and he had been struggling with some mental illness. But
meth. That's what Paggett said.
Well, that's what a lot of people call mental illness is now.
Yeah.
Drug addiction.
Yeah.
I think he's just a homeless guy.
Not at one time.
Yeah, no telling.
I mean,
no telling. I mean, you got to reach out to your quiet friend sometimes because you never know.
Yeah.
Somebody out there.
Maybe they ain't got to be quiet. Somebody
you just need to know how to.
Robin Williams wasn't quiet.
You're right. Sometimes just ask how you boys are doing. Because you never know.
How easy is that to forget, though?
It's very easy to forget.
Chester Bennington went quiet. Chris Cornell wasn't quiet.
There's that.
I don't know. You talk about the theory behind all that.
Chris
stuff
Cornell.
Yeah. I would love to share that. Do y'all know this?
Chris Cornell and his Haiti children thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I actually recently was talking about that. I'd love to talk about it some more. According to his wife. He had been on his medication correctly and packed the correct medication for those trips. And then he gets found in the hotel dead shortly after playing around this area, by the way. One of his last shows was at the amphitheater in Tuscaloosa, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I regret not going to that.
I regret about that as well.
Yep.
And then you get down the road a little bit, and then someone does a little bit of digging and realizes that with all the money that he had been making, he was trying to give back to the community, and what better way than to the Haitians. But then he got to digging into what was actually being done and kind of saw it for what it was and began to try to speak up about it. And next thing you know, not so good.
What happened, Alan?
He's no longer with us.
He's not around.
Do you think he was killed off? He don't want to say the C word, family.
I don't. But they hail from Arkansas.
I mean, Carpenters was a good band.
Yeah. And you can take the first letter and add Linton to it. Figure out the rest. I mean, and we know a whole lot more about Epstein now. We have new exposures to it, to where the whole Epstein Island thing, granted, he was locked up. And then we had Jeslin Maxwell locked up. We had the trial take place, no cameras involved. And she was locked up for being associated with it. First person to be locked up for...
Is it pretty much a madam?
Yeah.
The pimp. Female pimp.
Locked up for something as heinous as that without ever a list of who was a part of it.
Witnesses or anything.
But then we begin to see victims. A little bit into it with Bill Gates.
Yeah.
With
bribery.
Mm-hmm. To where maybe Epstein, and this was understood now, I don't know. Depends on what you think about conspiracy. Is the CIA or FBI or the U.S. government knew a whole lot about Epstein and all the people that high up, whether it be Hollywood actors or entrepreneurs, billionaires like Bill Gates or politicians such as maybe Clinton's.
Rock stars. Athletes.
But they were working in ties with Middle East. You know this? You heard this?
Mm-mm.
And that maybe he was the one that was like with the red tape. Like, better pump the brakes. And I think it's all over what we're seeing right now between BRICS.
Yeah.
And NATO. Whether it's who's going to rule over international global energy. You have BRICS aligning closely with Saudi Arabia now. And with the Russia-Ukraine war, you have everyone in NATO kind of being blocked out to where it kind of seems like China's making the big push. Saudi Arabia is getting a little leverage, and now more information on what they have on these American billionaires is beginning to leak out because they have no leverage anymore. Because I think maybe it's, what do you think about the economy? The petrodollar is in decline.
People going crazy.
People going crazy.
I've seen videos of like U.S. airport, people fighting. Ukraine, what a lovely day.
And Kiev.
Yeah.
Yeah.
McDonald's over here in Ukraine. McDonald's in America fighting.
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
City of unrest. I remember it wasn't so long ago when I was hopping on planes and going to foreign countries and doing mission trips. And all my grandmother or my mother was doing like just Googling the name, and you would hear about how terrific and all the murder that was happening in the places in other countries that I was going. And
they're going to cut your kidney
God,
out.
God rest her soul. If she could just see like adjacent cities close to us, or the one that we're sitting in now, which is 100 times more dangerous than the places I was leaving here to go.
To go, yeah.
And it's so crazy, like, even from a mission perspective, other countries are sending missionaries here now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel safe here at this house, though.
Just here.
Well, you got pockets, right?
I just, like, kind of feel like we're separated, kind of, but town's right there.
Yeah, we're right outside the... The window is...
I know, but it's kind of hidden off, dude.
It is. It's back in the holler, as they want to call it.
I park at Al's apartment. I feel kind of sketchy.
Yeah, you're kind of out in the open there, yeah.
Let's just make it to the door.
Like you're right there.
Dude got murdered in my parking lot.
Yeah, I always feel like I'm going to walk to my car. Give me your credit cards. Yeah, take them.
And it's not that bad. It was like what came out there was.
I think it's just the way it's lit.
Those, yeah, that and the people that were involved in that particular incident were not even living there.
Yeah,
it was just a bad meetup.
Yeah,
but that's just the fact that you would use my parking lot. There.
Yeah,
I always park where you park, where it's like the most dimly lit. It seems.
We do have cameras out there now, though.
Yeah, well, that's good.
Of course.
You say
they got cameras. Look, don't kill me.
Bang.
Yeah. But back to Bill Gates. You talking about the thing where Epstein would record him doing something shouldn't be proud of. They have dirt on him to bribe him for money and stuff. You going to do what I say? I'm going to release this.
Yeah.
Was it going to the back of the plane, doing some weird stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a fake video of the people supposedly on the list?
That's another thing I was going to bring up with AI and everything that we have going on right now. There's going to be no idea or sense of truth anymore because there are going to be so many videos dropping from both sides of left, middle, right, up, down, to every story, to where you will have no idea what to believe anymore. And like for people like Donald Trump or Joe Biden or Joe Rogan or
Drake
or
did you hear the AI Drake song?
Yeah,
no,
it's pretty good.
did you hear the AI Nirvana song?
No, I've heard
it's
any
pretty
of them.
Good.
No, are there?
It sounds like Nirvana.
Yeah,
and so like when AI gets this good and it can replicate, like they're already like doing. They're writing stories. They're making movies with AI.
Yeah, I see a lot of different stuff with AI, but I know they do so much. But yeah, it's the stuff that they're doing is wild.
And how long do you have complete dysphoria from what reality is?
Yeah, it's gonna happen. I mean, it's already
it's like Black Mirror, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Exactly. It's scary. It definitely is. I mean, it's something that could I guess take over in a sense. I mean, it could take people's jobs. I mean, who needs, you know, you don't need writers. You don't need, you know, you don't need artists. You don't need, it's well, all there.
Think about all your late night TV guys, right? Right mm-hmm. now, those writers have been on strike for how long? I mean, we haven't had those shows in a while.
Yeah, that's true.
And on top of that, you have Disney and other people in the writers union. They're not writing. But guess what? It might be to their own detriment.
Yep.
Because some of the scripts that I've seen from AI, now granted, like, when they look into the internet and they peer into the humanity soul, they'll find the dumbass shit that we all thought was funny, like, corn, it has the juice.
Yeah.
You'll find that ridiculous shit like that, but, like, it could probably write a pretty good script with all the things that we find fascinating to where, oh, you wrote a 3-hour Batman that nobody wanted to watch? Let's do it in 90 minutes.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
I remember, it wasn't long ago the writers went on strike. During Lost, because they had that one shitty season of Lost.
Yep.
Oh, was it ever good, though?
Lost? Yeah, Lost is good, dude.
It's controversial right there.
I don't know. It was one of the biggest shows on cable TV.
Yeah. Was you in the Lost?
People don't like the ending, but people like the series. You like Lost, you said?
Never watched it.
I know you. I think your Dwayne watched it.
Probably, yeah.
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 What about lately, guys? As far as we've had a, believe it or not, it kind of feels like we're actually coming out of COVID, and like there is a bit of the arts, and we typically do Halloween episodes, but in film or TV shows, has there been anything that you've really been digging lately? That's just been a good damn time.
Trying to think the last thing I really enjoyed. What did I?
Well, I was watching it before I came here.
Dave.
Little Dickie show on FX.
Oh, yeah.
It's on Hulu.
About. Yeah, I know you're talking about.
It's got some woke shit in it, though.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
but, man, when the mother starts rapping, I love
it. Fine woke for everybody, Kyle.
I mean, he's like doing a photo shoot in a dress.
Okay.
It's pronouns and shit. He goes by he, him.
Okay.
What? Every now and then, they sprinkle some of that in there.
Well, I mean,
it's just these days and days and age.
Yeah.
But it's just like,
what it is.
It's well written like Atlanta was.
Okay.
Atlanta's a good show, dude. Childish Gambino is like one of my favorite celebrities.
Yeah.
Just watched John Wick Chapter 4.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
I think Coop rented it. I'm watching it I have his Voodoo.
If you've seen John Wick 1, 2, 3, you'll enjoy 4.
I mean, 3 had like a 45-minute ending fight scene.
So I was telling Webb before we got going, like we were talking just a little bit about this. Like John Wick 4 is like almost a 3-hour film.
Yeah.
And I was telling him, there were so many scenes in the film to where like it's just someone walking down a hall to where you just... Yes, she wanted to see me. Well, as it turns out, we have a little bit of a disagreement. You're surrounded, so what do you want to do? And it's like, well, this whole thing probably could have been boiled down to, I don't know, 10 seconds.
And just drawled it out.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to get on to the editor.
And shout out to, like, do y'all believe, like, Keanu Reeves is a good actor? Because in John Wick, one thing that I've noticed is like, boy, they sure ain't serving him a line.
I think the best thing he was ever in was in Bill and Ted.
You're that way.
Yeah.
I think he's...
What about Point Break?
Point Break. Da, 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 da.
I don't know. I think it depends on like the director.
Maybe Speed.
But good guy in real life. I think we all.
Oh, he's great. Protect John Wick. I mean, Keanu Reeves at all costs. Dude, I seen you seen the video where the little boy's meeting him at like an autograph signing, and he's like, "Hi, you're my favorite actor."
He's just a wholesome guy, dude.
Hi, you're my favorite actor. Thank you. What's your name? Noah. Hi, Noah. I'm Keanu. Do you like Duke Kaboom or whatever the Toy Story character is he plays? He's like, I love it. He's just
wholesome,
genuine man.
Yeah. It's a real deal. What about...
It's like the only one. Yeah.
I don't know. I think there's other hosts. I like Rob Snyder's pretty wholesome.
Yeah. It's crazy. Ellie King's his daughter.
Norm MacDonald was wholesome.
Dude, nice like Keanu Reeves, man.
Probably not. I'm just trying to attribute like more of that.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, that's one thing that people say about meeting their heroes or meeting people they look up to, like to a stardom level like that, is like they're always disappointed.
Yeah.
Like, think about your favorite musician. Do you think you would be like, have you had the opportunity to meet like Deftones members?
I have not, unfortunately. No.
I mean, it's hard.
Yeah. I met Incubus. That was kind of cool.
For real?
Did Brendan Boyd, like, was your expectation met? Or
yeah, he was kind of
genuine.
Yeah, genuine to an extent. Yeah, definitely. He was
met a bunch of wrestlers.
I bet they're all cool though, dude.
This was before they was big though.
Dude, if there was like one sport to where like I bet they were chill as fuck, it would probably be wrestling.
Yeah,
CM Punk's a dick supposedly. He seems like it.
And what's crazy is like the guy that's playing the heel, like the biggest dick on TV, is probably like the sweetest human being.
Yeah, yeah, he probably like has a flower garden that he does on the weekend. And
yeah. Yeah, he just
got six cats. Yeah, stuff like that.
Yeah, likes to sew.
Paper, I'm really into gardening.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. It's kind of my thing. Come over here.
I collect stamps.
Before my grandmother passed, she really taught me how to quilt a blanket.
I think Mr. T's a real good dude.
Mr. T.
Yeah.
You had a run-in with him, right?
Yeah.
In New Orleans?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't really talk. It was a group of people. And he was just around, and he's taking selfies with them. I was like, I just want, like, hey, Mr. T. All right, thank you. I don't know if anybody could make me just like, oh, my gosh. You think?
I don't know.
It'd be kind of weird being around like somebody like Leonardo DiCaprio or Tom Cruise.
I can't imagine just being giddy about it.
Yeah, I'd be like, cool. Hey, what's going on?
So but short.
I don't know.
And then even like with a really hot actress, like if you were taking like a Gal Gadot or Margot Robbie, I'd probably be like, yeah, I'm probably gonna be a stone throw away because like I just kind of feel gross.
Yeah.
Do you inject yourself with young blood?
What is your secret? I need the secret.
Young blood's the secret, Alan.
Young blood.
But
that's a real thing. I mean, don't think I'm messing around.
I believe you.
You can Google Ambrosia Inc.
So it's a company that shut down in 2019. There's talk of a Beetlejuice 2.
Oh yeah,
a remake.
I'm excited about that.
Are you? Like, here was my pitch. You may have seen it. I shared it. I was very happy about it. I'm not the originator of the idea. But for Beetlejuice 2, what if they casted Beetlejuice for Beetlejuice?
Oh, I know you don't know what he's talking about.
Which they did.
She's free.
And then you see all the young people.
Are you talking about
all the young
Stern?
People are beginning to see him for who he is because he's becoming a meme.
What are you doing?
Me? Ah, just hanging around. You know Beetlejuice.
Howard Stern, dude?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you was
talking about that Beetlejuice.
Yeah, real.
I got you.
Real live Beetlejuice.
Okay, I thought you were talking about actual Michael Keaton. They did.
No, I wanted actual Beetlejuice.
Okay. The actual Beetlejuice.
Just hanging around.
That would be funny, but that could be a good skit. Definitely. I mean,
you should at least be like in there.
Yeah.
With Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah. Oh, it all kind of comes together.
She's free.
Yeesh. Shout out.
Well, is a Beetlejuice, you say, a comedy?
Yeah.
As a
kid, it messed with me.
I thought it was funny.
I haven't watched it in a while as an adult. I mean, does it still hold up?
I mean, it's Beetlejuice. I mean, it's not Edward Scissorhands or anything. But
comedies usually aren't successful in making a sequel after like that long of a gap.
I've noticed that a lot of that. Either it's going to be a remake, a reboot, or a sequel. And it's just, you know, like, my goodness, we just really don't have a lot of creativity. Yeah, any creativity.
Come on,
anymore.
AI.
Yeah, come on. That's where they're going to bring all that stuff in just to to get us something new. I was like, they're like, we used to like this. Well, let's redo it. You know, they just regurgitate stuff.
You know what's weird? Do you like Barbarian when we went and watched it? Did you like it?
I thought it was good. I mean,
you got HBO Max.
Yeah.
This is only where you. That's the only place you can watch it. They didn't even sell it or nothing. You can't order it off Amazon.
I know it, so I've seen it. I can watch it again. I hadn't watched
that's
it.
That's so
again,
weird but how they're doing like stuff like that.
Just like that.
That's the only movie I'd ever known that ain't like for sale to buy.
What do you do like when it moves, when the market moves to where you can't physically own anything anymore? I mean, where it finally gets that way.
It's getting that way.
Go to my hallway. It's getting
close. You know, but
no, it was. I'm trying to remember the collecting name. Collecting all. I'd have to text him, but it is literally it's a movie app that you get on your smart TV. You download it, and you can either rent or buy the film.
Mm-hmm.
But when you buy it, you have it forever on that app.
On that, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what happens when that app doesn't exist anymore?
You talking about Vudu?
Yeah, I am.
That's mm-hmm. what I was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember that's when whenever you buy the...
That's what Coop buys.
The DVDs. You just buy them and these come with the code you can put in to have it.
What happens
digital
when
too.
Someone buys that and it no longer...
I still do that.
Is, like, you don't have it anymore.
Yeah. That happens. They sometimes, they'll transition or move things over. I mean, things like that do
punishment
happen.
Then. What'd you say about this politic? Oh, no entertainment for you. You're suspended for 2 weeks.
I mean, it could literally be that way, dude.
I mean, I think they should have... They should just come out with like a Spotify for movies, basically, at that point. You know, you just pay a subscription, you can watch whatever you want, whenever you want.
Our movie's going to be around.
You know?
Because TikTok's taking over. I can't watch 2 hours. Where's my 3 minutes?
Well, dude, I mean, you don't want that deal that everyone thought was the TikTok ban the past.
Oh yeah, the it's Internet than, Patriot Act.
It's worse than the Patriot. It's Patriot Act. It's worse than that. I mean, it could get down to the point like it's no longer about like the banning of TikTok. That's just a minor function. It's getting down to you said so and so on your Instagram. Man, your car just. It ain't gonna work for a couple of weeks. Yeah. Man, not how sad.
Yeah.
Good luck getting gas and going to work.
Oh, your federal government coin or whatever is frozen.
CBDC?
Yeah.
Central Bank and Digital.
Yeah, coin? That's what it is. Well, it looks like that's gonna be frozen for a couple weeks.
Or just taken. Man, we're living in like idiocracy, like we are approaching the brink of just the most insane kind of thing.
It's crazy you said that because me and my coworker were talking about that just the other day. We were talking about idiocracy and how it's like how much of that shit is actually like is coming true now. It feels like, you know, I'm
Danny,
like, you got to be shitting me.
Fun fact about the film, we probably all know it. When the director was reaching out and she wanted a shoe, or maybe it was costume design. She wanted an upcoming shoe to be a part of the movie.
Crocs.
Yeah, you didn't even let me finish.
Yeah, I know.
Everyone was wearing Crocs. Yep. Now, what are we all doing?
Yep.
And exactly. You can even put them in four-wheel drive. Put the strap down right now.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I got sport mode.
They got new ones, dude.
Look at us.
You can bedazzle them bitches.
Oh, yeah, you can put a pin in there, dude.
That's
come
right.
on. Smoke it up.
Shit.
Okay, show your favorite band, dude. Who you like it?
They got new Crocs.
What's, huh?
What's your favorite band? Put a pin in.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah, you can do that. You can do whatever you want it to with it then.
So, I mean, like, look at all the elements of idiocracy.
I know. It's a lot of crazy stuff happening. And, I mean, all we need is Terry Crews to run for office.
We'll start watering your gas with sports drinks.
Yeah.
I mean, you're watering your gas. Water your grass. Look at the new Crocs.
Yeah.
Oh, look at them. Trying to act like they cool or something.
Yeah, it's looking almost like New Balance Lime.
Got mud grips. Mud grips.
Got that 559 version, though.
Yeah, buddy.
Cut the grass in this. Get them good and green. Get a little P-U-S-S-Y at the end of the day. Here we go. Let's go. But yeah, I mean, it's literally idiocracy. It's.
Yep.
But I was fantasizing about this earlier, just with everything that we have going on here in Possum Town with the mag and the dispensaries. And I'm happy for them. A lot of people are getting their medical card to where they can medically use cannabis. And I hope it helps them. But I'm wondering, Because with that new development, I've heard a lot of people scream and preach about it over in Europe who are, I guess, freedom loving, like a freedom lover here would be in the America, was that marijuana will be the placation of the mind while you lost all your rights.
Yeah, no. I can see that happening.
And not to speak any ill will, I'm not going to deny the medical benefits of marijuana, but like, I know everybody who's smoking it doesn't need it. They're doing it recreationally. Oh, yeah. And so, like, the placation, I've done it a time or two myself. The placation of it is like, you are a whole lot less to give a damn about what's being done if you're in that shape of mind. So it is it the placation of society?
Yeah. Makes music better, though.
That's why I think it makes everything. makes food better. Makes sex better.
It's just one of those things, you know?
I'll never forget that time. This Incubus album sucks. Here, hit this. Every song is great. It's the best
album ever. Yeah. Morning View is the best album ever. Yeah, I don't know how we got off on that pocket, but that's why I wanted you to host, Mirko.
It's hard host, man. Props to you. It's hard hosting with no topics, no notes.
I just run it, baby.
Just going for it.
Yeah. I was listening to one of my favorite comedy podcasts today. I had no idea, because obviously I'd never seen him live. It's Are You Garbage? And the whole opening bit is he's talking about his Aunt Tootie, who is a fictional character. I had picked up on that because of all the different rants he had made with every opening line of the show that I've listened to. Every episode, she's doing something different. I'm like, who the fuck is this person? And then, like, they finally kind of gave, like, a deep exposure to where he finally screwed up, and it wasn't a good bit. And he kind of exposed how he did comedy, and he was like, yeah, I do that kind of thing on the fly, on the spot. And he's like, every now and then, I'll bomb it. And what you just experienced was a bomb. And, like, that's how I feel about some episodes. Yeah. If they don't hit as hard as others, it's like, what you experienced was a bomb. Because I couldn't rattle off things to do.
Yeah, yeah. No, that'll do it, yeah. A lot of comedians do that now. Yeah, I've seen a lot here pop up, you know, some of my threads and everything about. They're just basically in there picking somebody out in the damn thing, ask them a question, and they just fucking go with it, you know? It's wild.
Going back to Idiocracy for just a second, or even Black Mirror, I believe that comedy is the last forefront for sanity that we have.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh. Save us, Danny McBride.
Danny McBride. Save us, Ted Lasso. I mean, whatever, right?
There are some funny shows, but name a movie, damn it.
When is the last time we had a good comedy? Like, go back in your mind, Danny, like, with comedies. Like, let's go back to Talladega Nights. Let's go back to...
Watch that the other night, actually.
I just watched it last night.
Oh, yeah?
It still stands.
Yeah.
Of course it does.
A lot of good quotes there. Oh, man.
Like, go back to the time period. Remember you had... Step Brothers. Mm-hmm. You had, it wasn't just Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly. Yeah. You had Tropic Thunder.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Yeah, just people were willing to take chances. What were some more?
Oh, Hangover.
Pineapple Express was during that time. Mm-hmm. Hangover was during that time. Yeah.
Yeah, Hangover.
What's, like, name a good, like, real good comedy movie that's happened in the past year or two?
Name the last year one.
Maybe go further back if you have to. What's the latest good comedy?
I done said mine before. The last one I can remember is Deadpool 2.
Yeah, yeah. That was pretty good. It's pretty funny.
That might not be a bad analysis.
No. But it's not really I mean, it is a comedy. It's funny. But it's not, you know, it wasn't like... It was a superhero movie.
What do you think? Like Guardians of the Galaxy and stuff. Yeah,
you kind of heard it put like this, and let's see how y'all feel it. But like the way that I guess maybe Hollywood as a whole is the way that they're pitching movies was that heyday that we were living in, that American Pie to Hangover kind of comedy, more of a frat boy kind of thing. Like that was a pitch for that time. And now the comedy that they're pitching kind of moves a different way. So we don't recognize comedy for what it is because we don't think it's funny. Yeah. Is that fair?
That seems plausible, definitely.
But like that?
No, there's
too as someone who believes in something, like there is objectivity and subjectivity is there's always comedy. And like
comedy's supposed to be offensive and there's who's snowflakey.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
The Hangover.
Yeah, you gotta
take when the dude gets married to the stripper, he's like, she's wearing my grandma's ring. Holocaust ring. And yeah. What's his name? Zach Galifianakis' character's like, I didn't know they gave out rings at the Holocaust.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, dude, I was just watching Step Brothers. And then, like, he was like, I'm about to pass out from the gayness. When he first, you know. Yeah. He's like, this is my husband, so-and-so. Did he just say his husband? Do you remember when we could make fun of that? Or even, like, we were going back and watching, like, older seasons of South Park. Or even, have y'all seen the TV show Tyson Mysteries with Mike Tyson?
Oh, no. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
They're pretty funny.
Yeah.
And it's got Norm MacDonald as a pigeon. I miss Norm MacDonald. Oh, yeah. So that's a good go-back to hear Norm MacDonald. But like the jokes that Norm MacDonald would make on that show kind of reminds me of like the comedy that we grew up in. And I think for all time, because like what you said, Cobb, is like it pushed boundaries. It was like,
well, look
it
back
made
even,
fun of shit.
Look back even farther than that. What about Blazing Saddles?
I knew he was going there.
Let's go, dude.
I just watched it the other night. Just because
of course
just for the
you
hell
did, Webb.
Just for the hell of it, I watched it the other night. And I was like, I mean, push dude, boundaries there. Make that movie today.
I don't even know if
today.
I've seen it.
You don't think you've ever seen it?
I've started to buy it out of the $5 bin.
Hey, it's worth $5. Definitely so. I like Mel Brooks, though. Always have.
I might as well go ahead and pull the trigger. They're going to take that movie away.
Yeah.
That's why I'm all over here like, what the fuck? You buying DVDs? I'm like, well, they ain't editing my copy.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, you, like I said, make that movie today and see what happens. You know, it's just a lot of things have changed as far as what you're going to.
You know what? I think's messed up old movie. Richard Pryor's The Toy.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, this movie's kind of messed up.
That was a messed up
one. This rich white boy going to hire a black man to be his friend.
Funny-ass movie, though.
Yeah.
Go back to one of your favorite comedies. What was his name?
Orgasmo?
I had it.
No, I remember when he's working at the oil change place, and the guy's, like, shooting at him. And his boss is like, all the old cans are getting shot.
Oh, the jerk.
Yeah, I love the jerk.
That's iconic, dude. You could not do that today.
Nope.
No way. We were watching old Chappelle show sketches.
Oh, yeah.
And it was incredible to me that was still on one of these like streamable services.
Oh, yeah.
Because you think about like the black white
supremacists.
Money.
Yeah. That's like the first skit. Out the gate.
And then, because of that sketch, what happened next in season two when he had the, I wonder if we took that word and spun it a different way, where they had the white word, or the white family, and that was their last
that
name.
That was their name, yeah.
And then South Park did the whole bit to where it opened up with Mr. Marsh, like on Wheel of Fortune. It was like people who get on your nerves, and it was supposed to be...
Oh, yeah, naggers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, we were watching, and, like, all these episodes, like, should be banned today. And that's why it's so funny. And, like, if you were to show that to someone, it's still funny because it's not supposed to happen.
It's not, yeah. That's
and
the
that's
thing
why
about
it's
it.
So
people
funny.
Get so butthurt about a lot of things now. I mean, shoot, you just got to... I don't know. It's wild, I'll tell you. How things have changed. But, you know, yeah, you can't make stuff like that anymore. It's just not... You do it, it gets you canceled now. That's basically what it is to it. So you can't can't make fun of the of the stuff you're not supposed to make fun of, you know, that kind of thing. And that's the whole point of it being funny.
Yeah. You know,
it's just one of those things.
I mean, it used to be the way that we would call, like, people in power out. It was through, like, the art of a jester. Mm-hmm. To where, like, you were the person who could get away with calling the king, like, the emperor has no pants kind of thing.
Yeah.
To where, like, dude, check yourself, dude.
Yeah. Maybe Elon and Twitter come out with a comedy. Well, I mean, they're buying all these shows. Yeah, Tucker Carlson's going there.
Yeah, might do it.
If you subscribe $8 a month, you could drop a 2-hour video.
Hope he makes a smart TV app if he's going to go that way.
Well, I mean, the thing about Twitter is, like, what's the eventual app? It's going to be X or...
I don't know.
Like, he wanted everything all in one. He wanted Twitter to be like WhatsApp, from what I hear.
Nah.
I don't know, but nothing is bigger. I don't have it, but nothing is bigger than TikTok.
No,
like, that's the storm.
I mean, it even gets on Twitter.
Yeah, people. I mean, like, TikTok videos get on every social media.
Mm-hmm. You've seen the TikTok video of the dudes, like, hosting a show, and he's talking about why they're doing all this Bud Light and Target crap.
Run it, man.
I guess it's like BlackRock and all those three big corporations own everything pretty much, and they're making these companies do it, holding them hostages to take away everything that makes America awesome, like Bud Light, yeah, America, and trying to get Americans away from it to, like, just won't even recognize the country no more. Everything you love. Levi's.
Man, a lot of those things have been abandoned for some time. I mean, and I think, like, a lot of people don't really pay attention.
There's gotta be a reason, man. You just don't be like...
And a lot of people don't pay attention. And it's not like the companies... It's not... It is by design. But it wasn't that particular company. And that's the idea that I like about, like, Levi. Levi done that years ago. Levi done it almost 4 or 5 years ago. You have companies like Bud Light. You have... North Face, most recent maybe. All these different companies are doing all these different cultural things that don't agree with the applicable people that they actually sell to, but they continue to do it anyway. Like, think about, like, the NFL, or, like, who watches the NFL? Like, that's not your target audience.
No.
You know? And so, like, there has to be a reason why. Like, if you look into it, you'll be called a conspiracy theorist or crazy. But it is all about ESG and CEI scores. ESG is environmental, societal, stupid, and governmental. And then CEI is civil, equity, and inclusion. And all that, like, when you look at a brand stock, if you look at it on whatever app that you buy stock on, or however your 401k is set up and what they're invested in, you'll see their ESG and CEI score, and all that was put on by the World Economic Forum as a way, like, all these big shout people out behind everything that have money, who are really, look, BlackRock, Blackstone, whatever you want to call it.
State Street, Vanguard, let's go!
Is the people, the people that are backing it, like... That's where all the money is, the hedge funds, and they own your CNN, they own your Fox. Like, I don't care what side of the aisle you're on, like, they like...
Dude,
the future is a hefty responsibility, and not one that we take lightly. But then, taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all-purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
There's BlackRock commercials on Fox News.
Yeah.
My papa sits there and watches. And I'm like, why are you watching this? But yeah. It's too late. He's going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm like, BlackRock commercial, look.
And so what I'm telling you is, like, the best thing that you can do is break free of the equilibrium completely and step outside and be out here with us. And like, yeah, we look like a bunch of weirdos and conspiracy theorists, but like, we're out here like worry-free and like trying to create the opposite of it. Like, we're trying to give an alternative. Like, I believe there is a way to fix like healthcare through, like, you heard of crowd health. It's like, we'll take the insurance companies out of it, take the doctors out of it. And, like, all these doctors that lost their licenses, who probably shouldn't have because of COVID, well, they funded up with crowd health. Well, a bunch of people on crowd health, how does that work? You give a certain amount of dollar a month. If your medical cost is over $2,000, that goes to the crowd. But if it is under that, that's your responsibility. And so, but, like, we have a network of quote-unquote hospitals and nurses that are working with crowd health to, like, begin to fund things to where FDA and all these regulatory three-letter government entities that have been regulating the way that we have to eat and grow in every aspect of our lives, we're taking them out of that and we're doing it naturally. And what they're finding is a whole lot better alternative. And quote unquote, they're not real. It's not working. Yes, it is. And so, like, all those things that the left and right bitch about when it comes to health policy, all it takes is a little capitalism and a little ingenuity, and you can fix it.
Have you ever seen clips of the World Economic Forum? It's like some bun.
Can't say that.
Austin Powers. Dr. Evil type shit.
It really is.
Dude, it's weird.
Yeah.
But they don't even want money. They just want people to die.
You was easy.
I'll need
bugs.
1 billion people to die.
Yeah. Well. Man, y'all some conspiracy. It's right here. Look at him. He's got a book called The Great Reset.
Yeah, and people don't even read it. And he literally talks about eugenics.
Yeah.
The Georgia Guidestones. Like, people got upset.
Oh, R.I.P.
People got upset. I made a Facebook post like,
people got upset
celebrating the fact that it didn't exist anymore. And I'm like, God, I mean,
do you know what the Georgia Guidestones are? I wanted to go to it.
I did too.
Look at this! Wow!
I wanted to piss on it, but anyway, go ahead.
It's like Stonehenge, but in Georgia. But it's got like commandments on it for like when the Great Reset, when the world's a great flood or something.
So 10 commandments for eugenicists.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep the population under 2 billion or something.
Oh, it's actually 200 million.
Yeah. I forgot what all it says, but it's crazy.
Wow. Yeah.
Somebody blew it up last year.
They had a lot of things that couldn't be explained though, because like I had a seeing hole through one of the guidestones, and he's right when it talks about like with what was that bullshit over there in like Ireland or whatever with the other stones? What'd you call it?
Stonehenge.
Stonehenge. Yeah, there's something about that too. But there was a hole in the middle, Georgia Guidestone, to where you could look at Polaris. But what was crazy is when
I gotta show them these.
Pull it up.
Yes, they gotta see this. So can see it.
Like there was 5 hours away. There was a road driven into one of the Georgia Guidestones where you could look at Polaris. Polaris is like a part of like a grid of stars, and flat earthers.
They're like 20 feet high. To prove
that the Earth is flat. And so, like, the whole thing is crazy, and, like, it really ties in, like, large. Flat earthers.
Yeah, like, 20 feet high.
Yeah, that's wild.
Dude, the story behind them getting made is crazy.
Let's take a break.
Damn.
Do you want your Guidestone commandments there?
Yeah, give them out.
Number one, maintain humanity under 500 million.
Don't that sound pretty good?
500 million.
I was wrong. I thought it was 200.
Wow.
Guide reproduction wisely, improving fitness and diversity.
More eugenicists.
Wow.
Do not.
You only want the best breed.
That's almost sounds Hitlerish.
Yeah. Unite humanity with a living new language.
Yeah. So you want them to speak one language. And I'm sure that it would be up to the person in charge, which we're talking about more eugenicism. Mm-hmm.
Rule passion, faith, tradition, and all things with tempered reason.
More eugenicism.
Protect people and nations with fair laws and just courts.
When they say fair law and just court, they mean something totally different.
Let all nations rule internally, resolving external disputes in the world court. That works.
And when they rule the world court, they will rule you to not exist.
Avoid petty laws and useless officials.
That speaks for itself.
Yeah.
Like robbing a Target?
Yeah.
Just as long as he keep it under $900?
Kind of a rule for thee and not for... A rule for you and not for thee kind of thing.
Shout out Portland. RIP to y'all's last Walmart.
Yeah, looking real good. Look at all the good places that are falling that it. You can find that in the great Klaus Schwab's book, The Great Reset.
I want it.
All these things. And by the way, this Georgia Guidestone got blown up and people got upset that I was happy about it. But anyway, let's go. Carry on.
All right. Balance personal rights with social duties.
That's the first thing that sounds halfway decent.
Yeah.
Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite. With the infinite.
Sounds like a damn fortune cookie.
I read it one more time.
Prize truth, beauty, love, seeking harmony with the infinite.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, I think you had it with the fortune
cookie right there.
All right, this is the last one, number 10. Be not a cancer on the earth. Leave room for nature. Leave room for nature. Shout out Saudi Arabia the Lion.
Shout out to it calling you a cancer.
My birthday isn't
That's
July.
The king of eugenicists is like, when they talk about the carbon they want to remove, they're talking about you. And so, like, when they talk about humanity being a cancer... You already know that's a cult.
All right, Webb. Show you some crazy stuff talking about that last one.
Yeah.
You know Saudi Arabia the Lion?
Do I know them?
Have you ever heard of this?
I don't believe it.
You don't believe it? It's true.
As you shouldn't.
No, I don't believe I've heard. Oh. Is what I'm saying.
It's pretty wild, dude. It's just a city, a big city, all in one line to preserve land. It sounds like a fancy prison to me.
They call it the 15-mile city.
15-mile city?
It was
city.
Developed by Saudi Arabia. The only thing that we have right now is a prototype, but we have a lot of people who are really into it right now. It'll be 15 miles long, and what do they say? How wide? What's the width?
I don't know.
Half a mile, and they'll put it on the coast, but everything that you need will be in that 15-mile to 1-mile range. It's to keep you from...
That's crazy looking.
Dude, it's real. They're starting it.
Yeah, I see.
If you don't mind, like, describe what you see.
Like a big-ass wall. I mean, literally. I mean,
but it's a city in there.
Yeah, I see. It's like a. It looks. You know what it reminds me of? I don't know if y'all have ever seen what's that new spinoff of it's on Hulu, that show. God, what's it called? It's a spinoff of like Rick and Morty, but it was they're like aliens. Like, I mean, what's the name of that?
Was it still with Justin Roiland?
Yeah, I think so. I can't think of the name. It's something.
Something beings.
No, it's like. Fuck. Oh God! I'll look it anyway.
Up. How many birds you think are going to die from this thing? Because this mirror run right into
it. Yeah, it looks like a big long ass skyscraper on its side. Is basically what it looks like, but. But it reminds me of The Wall from that, whatever that was called.
It's coming up, dude.
Solar Opposites, maybe?
That's exactly
what it is. Was that it? Okay, I finally figured it out. Solar Opposites, yeah, where they had the wall that they shrunk the people and they put them in the wall. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it reminds me of, right?
Yeah, they'd
there.
Be fucking weird.
And then they like have that. Their whole other, you know, world going on in there. That's exactly what it looks like.
The game plan, dude. Like, that's wild. We have established a culture of, I mean, people.
There's one to build one here,
and it's not their own fault. Like, maybe they desire to, and I'm not putting the fault on them. I mean, it goes way back with governmental policy to the 1940s or beyond. Is people are not having families anymore. They're not having children. They're not repopulating. They're
you
having,
gotta come at me like that.
Yeah, sorry.
Coming to myself.
All three of us, really. So.
Yeah. And they're having animals. You know, like, this is my pet, which I will attribute to as a son or daughter. Right. It's kind of a weird way of thinking about it. Doesn't make you having a dog. Doesn't make you a parent. It just makes you a dog owner.
Yeah.
Most people can discriminate between that. Some can't, but neither here or there.
They want to build one over here.
Yeah. And that might be the Arizona bridge that I had to sell. Is that what you're trying to go over? Do you want to take over? You're supposed to host.
What is the Arizona bridge you're talking? I mean, this is like in New Mexico they want to do it. Tolosa. You've heard it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me go back to that Wikipedia. Ahead. It's always true.
Yeah, that's a good, reliable source.
Oh, yeah.
Tolosa is a proposed utopian plan U.S. city conceived by American billionaire Mark Lohr and announced in September 2021. The project has a target population of 5 million people by 2050, with the first phase of construction expected to house 50,000. The location had intentionally not been chosen, with the project's planners intending for the city to be built on a cheap land in Appalachia or the American West
Desert.
That
is not the way that humanity was meant to be. And I'm going to tell you, like, you can find any human. I don't care if they're introverted or extroverted. Even if you're introverted. How many times have you been inside your own home or apartment? And you needed to go for a drive.
You can go for a ride in a little pot thing.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. But we're talking like 15-mile structure, 5 million people. There will be no idea of localization. That's so weird. I mean, because think about like, you've lived in the city, or if you lived in a college dorm, like, did you know everybody in your hall?
No.
You're going to be in a 15-mile city of 5 million people, and you're not going to know anybody. And
15 with
no
city.
Escape.
Everything will be 15 minutes away.
No matter what. All walking distance.
It's not a line. Tolosa's not a line, though. It's just like a big circle or something.
Yeah.
It is sounding more and more like a sci-fi movie that we've already watched.
Yeah, it sounds weird.
We got to cut down on our carbon footprint.
Well, yeah. There's many other ways to do that other than building a colony.
That's exactly what it sounds like, right?
Yeah.
Man, this...
It's prison.
Yeah. No, they're building a beehive.
It's an elective prison.
Yeah. They just tricked you into walking into your own prison.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. What's going here? What's going on over here? Yeah.
And think about, like, the idea of food and everything.
What if there's a fire?
What?
Like a fire starts in there and gets out of hand.
You just have to believe in the engineers, just like we believed in our scientists and the science.
Maybe they got
the
COVID.
You just gotta believe.
Word. Shout out Mark Lohr.
Shout out, dude. It's all gonna be alright.
Alright, man. Well, you been in concerts lately?
Sadly enough, no. Welcome to Rockville just happened like last weekend. I was really pissed off about that because I really wanted to go this time.
You were pissed about it happening? Or you,
about not going. About not going. I was pissed off because I didn't go. Yeah, dude.
I wanted it like you were pissed about it happening. Like,
pissed that it happened and I wasn't there.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, that was a good-ass fucking lineup there. Even I just went. I'd have went for one day. That Sunday was on point, but oh well.
You didn't go watch old Morgan Wallen?
I did not. He didn't show up.
Took the break.
Yeah.
What about Aerosmith? You going to see them on their Peace Out tour?
Aerosmith? I don't know about all that.
Aerosmith is having their farewell tour, man.
Oh, well. Another one?
I guess this is it. Dude, they're in the mid-70s.
Yeah, I know. Surprised they still... Hell. Rolling Stones.
I'd like to go see them. Dude, I listen to...
What is the row off of that, though? You look at the Stones, like, and you think about, like, just musician bands. Let's just say that us three, we got a three-piece band deal in our mid-late 30s. How long do you actually start making money? Like, how long do you have to play to where... Oh, yeah, there's this great facade because you're famous and everything is so seated. But, like, how long do you actually have money?
Especially now. Do it's you not, ever? You know, it's not like, you know, back in the day, you know, you're selling records. So you don't really sell albums all that much anymore. You have to, you know, when you got streaming, they don't make anything off of streaming. I mean, that's why I buy actual, you know, like, vinyls and stuff like that just to have, just for one thing to have it, but also to help support the actual band.
Good
and stuff
job,
like that,
Daddy.
Too. So, hey, I try to preach do my part.
That physical.
I do my part, man. I mean, there is
preach that physical copy.
Hey, it is what it is.
Physical copy.
That's right. But yeah, I mean, that's I mean, it takes a while. I mean, you have to pretty much get into debt before you start making the money. For the most part, it's
They do them wrong, man.
Yeah. Yep.
That's why most of them make their own labels.
Yeah, that's true too. Yeah, it's cheaper to go that route than to have somebody.
Seems like
Master
P was like one of the first ones.
Seems like most of the first ones came out of the rap community.
Yeah. Like that Rihanna money. Do you know how rich she is?
Have it checked lately.
She's worth more than JC or Beyonce.
Damn.
You wouldn't think it, would you?
Do it, Rihanna.
I mean, you would, like, she's up there, but, like, I guess it's like you got to have your own, like, make your own little, like JC does his own vodka or something.
Yeah.
Rock.
Well, yeah, half the time they make more money off of other shit than they do their actual whatever they're doing.
Or do the Taylor Swift route and sell $20,000 tickets to your concert.
Yeah, I mean... That's the only way to make money.
Economy.
I mean, just think about how much, I mean, looking at concerts anyway, I mean, how much fucking tickets and shit are is ridiculous.
20,000?
Compared to what they used to be. I mean, hell, I used to be able to go to a damn concert and see three big-ass bands for like $35, and now you go to see one band and it's going to be, you know, at minimum 90 fucking nosebleeds, you know? Like, come on now.
I prefer just going to a small venues.
Oh, yeah. Definitely so.
You don't prefer shit. I've never seen you do a goddamn thing.
I've been to small venues in my days.
Been to a few. I went with him. He went with me.
Yeah.
A couple times.
Flyleaf, what's up?
Yeah.
10 years. How you doing?
Oh, yeah. That was an awesome one.
Greedy hands don't lie, Sid.
He didn't say it. He had it written on his chest.
It was written on his chest.
Alabama Shakes, what's up?
Speaking loud.
Yeah.
I do not care nothing about arena rock no more. I really don't like amphitheaters.
Yeah, they suck. They really do.
I mean, like, it's like, I feel like I'm going to watch an opera. You can't even, like, dance or nothing. You're just sitting on bleachers, pretty much.
You're seeing Lizzo down there.
Yeah, playing that flute.
Twerking it.
Yeah. She's pretty.
Oh, man.
She's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
Image of health.
Yes. How far down the pipe?
Well, Dan, did you ever watch Pearl?
I did.
You like
finally
it?
Watched Pearl. I did like it.
You yep. like that 8-minute monologue where her losing that, her mind at
that
the
was
end,
wild.
Much.
It really was. I was
people
like,
was pissed right. that she wasn't nominated for Oscar.
That, I mean, for her to
dude, that awesome.
She rattled that shit out like it was nothing.
She's got to have a fake name. That's got to be like a
no. That's a, that's an awesome name.
Mia Goth.
Mia Goth.
That's
a,
made for
like perfect. Yeah, I haven't seen Infinity Pool yet. I gotta find.
I bought it.
Did you?
It's weird but is awesome.
It? I want to see it. I have not seen that yet. And I'm ready for Maxine to come out.
I wonder what it's going to be about.
Apparently,
I know she moves to Hollywood. And
Halsey's in it.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
A bunch of people's in it.
Oh, yeah? That's the only one I've seen other than Mia that's in it.
I saw that you saw those pictures. Yeah. They look like they're walking down Sunset Strip
yeah.
or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a couple people in. I got to look this shit up, dude.
But I did get the whole Pearl right. thing in the prequel to X, so... But I don't know. Is Pearl was Pearl the old lady in X?
Yes,
that's what I thought it was. Yeah. I figured that's where it came from. But I was like, wow, okay, because I know Mia Goth played that character too. So that
was, yeah, I didn't know it the first time I watched it.
Yeah.
I was like, Al, you gotta come watch this X movie, dude.
That was probably one of my favorite movies that came out last year. Really. That
yeah,
was,
that's
that
what
was
I
my
said.
Top. It really was.
That's what I told all my fit friends. Like, what's the best movie you've seen this year, Carl? Yep. I was like, X.
Yep.
Then they text later, like, you was right.
It's like, well, hell, you told me a little bit about it where I totally forgot. And then I watched it, and it was like, as soon as I got done, I fucking text him. I was like, fucking watch it. He's like, yeah, that's the one. I was like, son of a bitch. I said, no wonder.
It's got Kevin Bacon in Maxine.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And the villain from Breaking Bad.
What, the Gus?
The dude that got his head blown off, pretty much.
No.
The dude that ran the chicken place.
Yeah, Gus.
Yeah, he's yeah. in it.
Gus's chicken.
When does this drop? I don't know, man.
Ain't no telling when it comes out.
Yeah, Mia Goth.
Yeah, I'm ready for it.
You like Ty West? He makes crazy movies, dude. Did you ever watch Terrifier 2?
I did. I was.
That shit's gruesome,
yeah,
ain't it?
It was over the top.
I like it better than the first one.
I did too.
Of course you would.
He's got too. A sidekick in it.
Yeah, he's got a little minion.
Couldn't finish it.
You couldn't finish it? Too graphic?
Much. Too much.
It was definitely over the top. It definitely was. I can see where people were would probably throw up in the middle of it for the hell of it, because it was pretty rough. It's like as soon as you think it's over, it's just more.
Do you know what Infinity Pool's about?
I do not.
Oh.
Do not know anything about it other than...
Do you want me to tell you?
It's a movie.
I'll give you the synopsis.
The synopsis? Yeah, tell us about it. What's going on?
Well, it's like this couple go on vacation in this foreign island. And they hit somebody. So they go to arrest him. And they give him the option of, like, you can clone yourself and punish the clone. And they, like, get addicted to seeing themselves get, like, killed. And they just commit other crimes. And
over and over, like, and yeah. over. Infinity Pool. Okay, makes sense. Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's the son of a guy who made weird movies like that. Hmm. I forgot their names. Soderbergh or something. Hmm. And it's got an old dude in it from True Blood.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that.
Pennywise.
Same guy who stays the moon landing?
No, that dude's dead now.
Oh,
He's been dead a while. Yeah, well, Skarsgård. Mm-hmm. Alexander Skarsgård.
Sarkazy.
What?
Sarkazy.
Sarkazian?
Mm. Scorsese?
Dude, you see the preview of his new movie coming out? No. Mm. Flowers of the Killer Moon?
Tell about it.
It's got Leo in it, of course.
Oh.
It's like a...
Western.
Yeah. Indian. It's got a bunch of Indians in it. It looks like they're fighting over oil in the Indians' land. Mm-hmm. And they're killing Indians and stuff. Native Americans.
We got to propagate. Like, it's good propaganda for drilling in the United States.
No, Leo looks awesome in it, though.
Looks like a badass. But, yeah. Like, I hope this movie propagates millions of young thinkers to believe that we shouldn't drill in our own country when we could drill here in Alaska.
It's based on a true story.
And be energy, based probably off one fucking sentence.
Somebody's name they used. Yeah.
That'd be a bit. I think this is the actual story.
Oh, good, yeah. It was a story someone told at a damn fire.
Do you see the wolves in this picture? That's the little tagline.
Anyway, dude, we need to be energy dependent. But anyway.
Oh, no, we just need Tarantino to make another film. Come on.
He's making another film. The movie critic.
What's he got? The movie critic.
Yeah.
Well.
You ain't heard that yet?
I haven't.
It's going to be about a movie critic.
Well, I would hope so.
That's his last one?
Yeah.
I think that's a good way to go out.
I guess so, yeah. I hope it's...
I mean, like, a movie about a movie critic? I'll be surprised. Like, best one yet? About a movie critic?
Tarantino, would you please cast Brother Cobb? Please. Co-starring.
Dude, I'd just be a busboy. No line.
And we understand. We understand the number one rule to be an extra. Don't be extra.
Exactly. Just be normal. Yeah. Well, that's kind of hard to do.
Can I be killed in this movie? Can I die? Can I show my feet?
Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe. Oh, he's ashamed of Death Proof.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, he said it almost like made him quit making movies. I'm like, dude, you need a hug, man. I love Death Proof.
For real. Like, I'm happy you made it, man.
Yeah. I watch it. I probably watched it 20 times. Like, I know a bunch of people that's like, man, I rarely watch anything twice. I'm like, dude, I can watch Dark Knight today. I watch Death Proof tonight. It's good music and stuff.
Yeah. It's good.
Yeah. I didn't watch all the Tarantinos over and over.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I watched, was it Crazy Eights the other night?
Kill Bill?
Yeah, not Crazy Eights.
Oh, Hateful Eight?
Hateful Eight, yeah. I don't want to talk about Crazy Eights. I don't know. Yeah, watched that the other night.
Yeah. Well, I can look up what's coming out and see if y'all like it. I don't know, dude.
You want to do that for a wrap-up? Anything else to do?
Yeah, we can find out what's coming out in 2023.
Let's see what's rolling. I know we got Beetlejuice until 2024.
We got Barbie coming out.
Actually, not disappointed about that.
Yeah. Netflix actually cracked down finally. I don't have that no more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
No more password sharing.
Yep. Done with that. But.
Transformers. I got another Transformers coming out.
You got the animal version.
The animal version.
Yeah. You got the gorillas and the leopards.
Rise of the Beast.
That's it. That's the one.
Asteroid City, if you like Wes Anderson. You like Wes Anderson movies, don't you?
All those films have a particular way about them. They all are the same.
And this Flash movie comes out the same, 3 days later. And that movie must be banging. to keep it still going.
Michael Keaton, Batman.
I mean, it's got a cult leader in it, starring The Flash, pretty much.
Ezra Miller,
pretty much groomed a girl.
I like how he goes off in Hawaii, personally. That's just my favorite thing
about it. Yeah, I love watching Chuck Slim women.
Pretty good shit.
A new Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny.
I heard it. There's a lot of shit.
A new Insidious, the Red Door. Better paint that mug black. What the hell is the YouTube effect?
The YouTube effect.
Oh, they're talking about the commonplace of what we've been talking about this whole time. Matter of fact, we had the YouTube camera crew in here tonight filming all this. How do you feel?
And my boy, Thomas Cruise, coming out with the new Mission Impossible, Dead Reckoning Part 1. Those movies are action-packed. They give John Wick a run for his money. Tom Cruise.
How dare you not bring up the Fast and Furious franchise?
Man, it's already out. That movie looks stupid.
Oh, come on.
He drives down the dam.
Down the damn dam.
That's kind of the point.
Yeah.
That's hard.
Oppenheimer coming out July. That's the dude that made the nuke. Oh. Haunted Mansion. You like remakes? Here's your little Haunted Mansion. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem, The Meg 2, The Trench. Hey, those are kind of fun. The first one was. I'm just scrolling past some I've never like heard of. I'm just mainly going like, you know, sequels. Equalizer 3.
We don't have to go buy her up the whole time.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. The Nun 2.
My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the first one was a good film on
for real?
Hot, cold culture. Like, people come from hot cultures, people come from cold cultures. It was good, like, movie on, like, discerning the different cultures and how they bowl. It was good for that. It was a good movie for that. Second one was absolute dog shit. But
anyway. Well, what do you think about The Expendables? Because they got a fourth one coming out in September.
Oh, I can't wait to not watch it.
I'd watch it when it comes out in Redbox. Kraven the Hunter, whatever. Killers of the Flower Moon, October 6th. It's got a 9.5 rating so far. Who watched this? I guess
whoever made
the critics.
Yeah. Pretty telling.
The Exorcist. They're making a new Exorcist.
There is a new Exorcist. Yeah, I have.
They shouldn't wait on that.
What are your odds of that being cursed? The movie, like the people who's in it and stuff.
I don't know. I'll definitely watch it.
Has there been a bad Exorcist?
The third one was Jeffrey Dahmer's favorite movie.
Well, there you go.
He liked to show it to people. Mean,
there you go. That was.
On this, I'm calling a guy from Milwaukee tomorrow.
And in October, if you didn't get enough of the Saw franchise, October 27th, you got Saw 10.
Yep.
I thought we were already at 12. That's a relief to know that I was two ahead.
So I don't know, was Spiral, was it actual Saw or was it not?
It's in that universe.
I know it's in the universe, but it wasn't like, so was it not Saw 9?
When we get this deep in like a universe, could Iron Man come in and like kind of take over? Like, how?
Eventually, everything's gonna like meld together. We're on everything.
Wow, what are we waiting for?
I don't like this. Like Michael Keaton's Batman is gonna be in this one, The Flash.
Yeah, they're doing a proper job of like. I think it's something that Danny was alluding to earlier. Mm-hmm. Was like, there's no creativity anymore,
and we're regurgitating. Everything.
We're regurgitating until we're eating our own vomit, and like there's nothing new under the sun, which is
everything
you named off. I didn't hear one new.
Could have studied better and looked at every 70 movies they had coming out and find like the stuff I never heard of.
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? That was probably the most notable.
That one year we did this, and I actually like pointed out the Peanut Butter Falcon. which ended up being the best damn movie of that year.
The Spectrum guy.
Yeah.
It was a good film.
The Spectral guy. Yellow Wolf. He was in there too.
Well, the other guy was like kind of Down syndrome.
Oh, Sack?
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude, the sweetest darn movie you ever see. Sweetheart. Oh, Shia LaBeouf. He's supposed to have a movie coming out this year. He plays like
people still want to work with him?
Yeah, man. He's good. That's me as God's baby daddy.
It's kind of crazy with like Nick Cage. All
dude,
years,
I think...
Right? Which, like, slowly, I used to hate Nick Cage, but now I like all Nick Cage. I go back and I watch all Nick Cage, and I'm a fan of Nick Cage. I like all Shia LaBeouf. Why? What are wrong with these guys? Be like, dude, we are just the real G's, and we always have been. You won me over.
Yeah, it's one of the best young actors to me.
Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah.
Dude.
I always like how we say it. Shia LaBeouf?
Yeah, LaBeouf.
Yeah. Oh, man, I forgot what I was going to say.
It's like going back to Holes.
Oh, Disturbia's underrated movie. Digging.
Disturbia was good.
Disturbia's underrated.
I tried to dig a hole, Grandpa. Well, too damn bad.
That's right.
I watched that movie, but never watched that movie. Drive-In.
I had to pay attention to it. Yeah. Oh, old boy over here was doing.
Doing other things.
Good for you.
At the drive-in.
I don't know if anybody paid attention to the shit, dude. Drive-in is sometimes just a hangout spot.
Dude.
With a movie playing.
We waited this long to open up this episode up to this. Man, that's good talk. Like, okay, let's go back to early elementary high school days. Were you ever driven to school by your parents?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what did that look like? Would you stop off at the gas station to get a sausage, egg, and cheese?
Oh, no.
No.
And a drink, or...
Get your ass to school.
Yep.
You were just driven straight there?
We're going straight to school.
Gotta go to work. Probably had to go early.
Getting kicked out midline?
We got food at the house.
You
should eat the breakfast I made.
There's a reason why I'm driving you. You didn't get up early enough to catch the bus.
Yep.
And now you're making me late for work.
There you go.
So get out when I pull down the road.
Yeah.
Did y'all's parents wake y'all up for school?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was talking about that earlier. Like, you know how my mom woke me up? Just flipped on the light and said, time to get up.
Yeah, that's the way.
I'm blind.
Yeah.
I can't
see. That's what you do. I mean, I thought that's how all parents did it. I mean, shit.
I was making sure, man. It's just like total darkness. Bam.
No, I do that and then.
Am I on the sun?
Didn't get up. Here come the cold water.
Pouring it on the bed.
Yeah. I mean,
punishing yourself. Jumps on you. You got to clean this thing. What are you thinking?
But yeah, that was the thing. Yeah, so.
What about like after school specials, guys? Like school bus home?
Take that dump.
Shoot.
Drop that dump.
Pizza rolls and tailspin.
Is that what you watch?
Me and my brother, pizza rolls and MTV. And we
so
were
we didn't
catching.
Have MTV.
See, he's younger than us, dude.
Yeah,
I had Hanging with Mr. Cooper and Martin.
Okay. Yeah. Did that too.
Dude, Martin's so funny.
Yeah.
Remember when they went on that vacation to like the Caribbeans or something and stayed at that raggedy ass shack? And that big ass fake looking possum or whatever ran through there. Like somebody clearly pulled it on like a line.
Yeah, it was just...
He's like fighting it. Man, that shit was so funny. You remember when Gina,
on it.
They was, him and Gina were having sex and she got her head stuck in the damn headboard frame.
Yeah, I think she had the whole.
They had like a dinner to go to.
Wow, man.
Like it was a radio dinner or something. Yeah. And she like covered up with a big straw like it wasn't going to notice.
Yeah.
Comedy,
Martin,
man.
Martin was good.
Comedy.
What about the weekends when you get dropped off by your parents to your grandma's? Like, you remember, like, what were you watching with your grandparents? Like, waking up Saturday morning. Maybe it was Saturday morning cartoons.
Yes.
Probably it was like some Matlock kind of shit.
It was right here. This is where.
Oh, we're in.
We're
space.
In that house. Yeah, and yeah, it wasn't wake up. It wasn't wake up and watch anything. No, it was wake up, go out, get eggs from the coop, go out and milk the cow. Like, literally, it was all, there was a whole farmstead and everything out here. So it was a whole thing for my grandmother to make breakfast.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Working for breakfast.
Yeah, and there was a TV on top of the refrigerator where we would eat breakfast in the kitchen. It was a little bitty tiny black and white TV. And it was going to have the news on it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That's all.
Was it a clacker?
It probably had a click clack. It probably had a click clack, yeah.
Did you ever have a turning antenna outside?
Yes, I did.
Those were good old days. I remember trying to watch NBA Finals, Michael Jordan days, man.
Turn it just a little bit.
Go back!
Yep.
Whoa, too far! You ever had to do that?
I feel like we're going to have to put the end of this episode on the front end. I love this shit that we're doing now.
We just had to warm up and get into it, is all it was.
Yeah,
it was
just, a little warm up to the gizzard.
I had to get there.
Yeah.
We got the coals burning now.
Oh, man, did you ever watch... what was on Nickelodeon Saturday night? Snick or...
Oh, yeah, Snick, yeah.
With all that...
All that, and Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Dang, man. Are You Afraid of the Dark was... Yeah.
That was the shit. I think that's what made me like horror movies.
Yeah.
Were You Afraid of the Dark?
I was not. Well, I was when I was little, but, you know... Yeah. When I watched that, I wasn't.
About you?
About Roundhouse?
I don't think so, dude. I was afraid of Hannibal Lecter.
I was.
Yeah.
I was probably afraid of the dark after I watched Silence of the Lambs.
I was afraid of all of it. Now.
Afraid of it all.
I was ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
I think one of the things when I was not real,
I heard they're making a new Good Burger movie.
Yeah. Saw that too. Like, come on now. There we go again. Regurgitating.
Come on. I had a producer be like, you cut my mic off right there.
Yeah.
Yeah, if I go back, listen to this. Anyway, yeah.
I wonder what comes on Nickelodeon now.
What comes on Nickelodeon now?
Because it's non-existent.
It's non-existent? There's no more Nickelodeon?
Is it still a thing?
Yeah, Nickelodeon's still a thing. Yeah.
Is it?
It's a channel. Like still got that war show.
I'm going to turn it on right now.
The way that we perceive media now is like totally different. Is it like regular cable or is it like a part of a package like HBO? Like how do you get Nickelodeon?
It's on
DirecTV. Nickelodeon.
Yeah, you can get it.
I wonder if it's on a streaming. I don't know who owns it.
DirecTV stream.
Universal. Like Nickelodeon Studios at Universal.
Probably. That sounds about right. Was that where Double Dare was?
Dude, I always wanted to be on Guts.
Guts, yeah.
Climb that big old mountain.
Mm-hmm. I always wanted to be on...
Temple of Doom.
Yep, that was it. Legends of the Hidden Temple.
That was fun.
That was it, yep. I wanted to be the Silver Snakes.
I never aspired to be there, but I did enjoy like watching it.
Yeah.
It was like, okay, go there real quick. You're the guy on the stage there doing it. You think you got the balls to get up that damn mountain? You overcoming them craters coming down at you?
This is crazier than you think. You think you can do it. Have the guts?
Yeah. You think they'll let me do it now?
Doubt it.
If I identify as trans age.
It's not a thing.
Probably, dude.
You remember the host of Guts, don't you?
Uh-uh.
Mike O'Malley?
I don't remember
Mike O'Malley?
Tell us more.
Well, Mike O'Malley. He's done other things now, but you know he was the host of it. I remember that. He
got in, got out, and he got his piece. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, he's got a piece of the crag on his mantle. But yeah, what else was on that shit?
I watched Hey Dude on Nickelodeon.
Yep. Hey Dude
with Ben Stiller's wife. Salute your shorts. Yeah. Salute your shorts. Stickly.
Pete and Pete,
like them.
Look at the name of these shows. They were grooming kids early.
Yeah.
And never forget Doug.
Oh, yeah. Do, do, do,
do, do, the Doug do, movie.
Do, 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 do. Yeah, I know all about it. I know what they were doing.
But, I don't know, man. Not thinking anything else now.
That's all we got to say. That's all we got to do. It was another episode of Porch Talk with Brother Webb and yeah. Brother Cobb.
Thank you. Glad to be on.
That was the most country I ever heard of.
That was. No, thank you. I can't get rid of my country accent when I say thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.